Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
Hi there, welcome to The Arts Edge at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. This is Annie Roach, and welcome to week two of the Rock and Roll History of the United Kingdom, in which tonight we will be featuring some of the great bands and singers of rock and roll history of the United Kingdom. Following last week's show, now we're going to feature some of the music of Supertramp. Supertramp released their debut album, Supertramp, in 1970, followed by Indelibly Stamped the following year. And it was in 1974 that they released Crime of the Century, which garnered them some huge hits on the hit parade. To kick things off, here we have from that LP, Dreamer.
Thank you. can see you in the morning when you go to school. Don't forget your books, you know you gotta learn the golden rule. The teacher tells you stop your play and get on with your work. And be like Johnny Too Good, don't you know he never shirks, he's coming along.
That was School, also off the album Crime of the Century. The next tune from that album is a song that was written solely by Roger Hodgson. Hodgson, who wrote the next tune, has said, "I was 23 when I wrote that song, confused about life, and like a lot of people are at that age, trying to hide my insecurities. I've always been able to express my innermost feelings more openly in song, and Hide in Your Shell came to me at a time when I was feeling very lonely, lonely both in life and within the band, with no one who shared my spiritual quest. Here is that song now, Hide in Your Shell. And now we have a song from a Canadian singer-songwriter who is originally from Winnipeg, Manitoba. This singer, who is best known for being the frontman for the Guess Who from 1965 to 1975, followed by his solo career. We have none other than Burton Cummings. Cummings has been inducted into the Canadian Music Industry's Hall of Fame, as well as the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame, and also has been named an officer of the Order of Canada and the Order of Manitoba. Cummings, who is of English ancestry, has largely been influenced by his fellow musicians of the United Kingdom. Now we have a song that became one of his signature tunes. This tune is off the 1980 album, The Best of Burton Cummings, and was originally released in 1976. Here it is now, Stand Tall.
But then again, I never lost a love before. Somewhere down the road, maybe all those years will find some meaning. I just can't think about them now or live them out anymore. Never lasted so long, no. Through so much or through so many, I just can't believe I could throw it all away. Sometimes late at night, when there's nothing here except my piano, I'd almost give my hands to make you see my way.
Having evolved from an earlier group, the Detours, they established themselves as part of the pop art and mod movements, featuring destructive acts while performing on stage by destroying guitars and drums. The band's first single, I Can't Explain, released in 1965, reached the UK top 10 and was followed by a string of hits, including My Generation in 1965, Substitute in 1966, and Happy Jack, also in 1966. And by 1969, the band's album Tommy, which included the single Pinball Wizard, was a critical and commercial success. The following year, in 1970, they would appear at Woodstock and the Isle of Wight, along with their concert album, Live in Leeds. The band would go on to release a second concept album, Quadrophilia, in 1973. This album was a celebration of their mod roots and oversaw the film adaptation of Tommy in 1975.
What we all talking about, my generation. I'm gonna cause a big sensation. Talking about my generation. Talking about my generation. Dig what we all say.
Talking about my generation.
I'm not trying to cause a big sensation.
Talking about my generation.
Cause we get around. Things ain't too awful.
Talk about my generation.
I hope I die before it get old.
In 1962, the band The Detours, which would later become The Who, are an English rock band formed in London. The classic lineup between 1964 and 1978 consisted of lead vocalist Roger Daltrey, guitarist Pete Townsend, bassist John Entwistle, and drummer Keith Moon. This band is considered one of the most influential rock and roll bands of the 20th century, having sold over 100 million records worldwide.
See me, feel me, touch me. Feel me, see me.
band has released 12 studio albums, 16 live albums, 27 compilation albums, as well as 4 soundtrack albums, 4 extended plays, 58 singles, and 23 video albums. So now, off that concept album, Tommy, here we have Pinball Wizard, released in 1969.
Mean